We hold the end of the Chassidus by the Rem. So there, the Rem discusses who exactly to send on top of an Isha. Make sure that she went from her Cheskes Tumo, give her Cheskes Ayra. And someone who needs them on the stiff will come over the Chabra and give her Cheskes Tumo. Can be right. Has to be someone who is a Bat Mitzvah, who has an amonis to it. The person also being down has to be an Isha who has good eyesight. Glasses are besaided, but let's say she gets older, usually they'll have older women there who work there. They don't have good eyesight, and there's a maisa that Meir Balfour brings down in Tshuva, that a certain city he brings down in Yerushalayim, not Yerushalayim, a certain city in Eretz Yisrael. They came to him and they saw that Isha did not have good eyesight. She made all the Noshim go back to the mikvah, and the Natchkufa, that she did not have good eyesight. People who did not have short hair, had long hair, who had this chash, and maybe not all the hair. Anyone who had this Isha, that long hair did not hold it down all the way and not do any of these aces. He says, the Maisa, she didn't have good eyesight, she didn't see, and therefore made them all go back to be lots of lit bulbs. And the person bring down this Aesha, but this is a Maisa, it happened, it made the whole city go back wherever it had its way. Another thing, even loans to everything, why? We'll get to Halacha, we'll see that if it's a Sufik, it's not even a good tefillah. Just definitely get upset. We'll forget to why exactly, because he made everyone go back, he had good eyesight. The place can bring down, let's say she's a mummer or a kaifer or a chaladi, maitha, she is not them one, and therefore she cannot be a... What? No. We'll get to why. Maitha, if she's a kaifer, a mummer or a chaladi, the place can say, maitha, she has no namonas, therefore cannot be semik upon her. However, the place can come to a moisha. Moisha says, let's say Isha does not cover her hair. Could she be a balanit? They said, since Lamaisa, Nosham is my name, who did not cover the hair because they think there's no real Issa, not because they're doing it for Esti and Issa. Voidi says they're not flushing upon Issa Nido or the Issa, and that's when they hold them fine, but they're not holding them yet. Like some people, some are at house, people are in horror, but they really been in yeshiva, and they say, oh, they're fine. They're society, they don't cover the hair, same idea, same concept. Issa for Esti, so is Lashon Hara for Esti, it's fine. So Lamaisa, they don't really, it's not absorbed into them as Issa, but for Esti, they're serving to have a mitzvah. If a Moshe is Mikha Dil Mais, they can be a Balanit. I come to this woman and say for her not to. It really depends on which society that's her. The Vosin Rai is better not to. Don't say it's also. However, Mikha Dil Mais, she has an Amon, she has a Kashi, so therefore you can't be Semich upon her. What?
Can you?
Yeah, she can. That's decent. No, simply the mikvah, the psalm bring down, for example, Moshe is true of that. He says, first of all, the only Cyrus that's also Chatzitzis, and also his words are, make sure she's the safe upon me, Yafis, the Kolanoshim, make sure she's happy, and so on, not looking and smoking meat. It's a way to be mamsha people who come to the mikvah, just like in today's day and age, that makes sure mixes are beautiful, and for some other reason, more women come, and what do they do? The mikvahs are not nice. So here also, make sure the balanit's nice, and not rush. Make sure the person has time and patience. Some of the Friday nights is not when we're back to the meal, someone understands that what it means to you. And also, the Shalom Light, there's a lochot here, and there's Ashkofa, and there's in Yonam. The main thing is, make sure she feels very comfortable and enjoys the experience being with her herself. And it's very important, and numerous communities are very important. The real Netara, no, you can go anyway. But the numerous community do, not assume just don't come for that reason if you are not that nice.
And the lady who's done from her hair,
she will. Oh, so that's a shiloh. When we discuss about the suffalo, the person was supposed to get a big problem. Depends for watching when she is. Yeah, if it's big shiloh. Big shiloh, if she can, upon what get it, yeah. Can that depends if her husband believes it, doesn't believe it, if not, big problem. But now, the maitha, the reason why we have to have one, I mean, what they do, they check for chatzitzes, they advise to check, and they help out, they're advisable. And every sefer writes they are not a plastic and not a rub. They should just know that yonim. They should not pass them. They should be a rub nearby to always answer the shailas. However, if you do it, the balanit thinks they do know much more than the rubs, and they always give aches. You should not be samech on them, and not only that, you may not be samech upon them. Fine, that's something you should tell your wife. Now, the reason why we have a balanit the ikur, they're not allowed to.
That's from what
I Kesav Kesav can tell you about the paskin, about the nails, and about the nail polish. About, they could, it's hearsay what the husband says. The husband is
well done. Yeah, so they know.
Well, and even that, they make mistakes.
Yeah, but this,
oh no, the our criteria is, and I think the both, whatever the list says, it's the same, that's the proportional list. And they, no, usually the list says, if you ever see most lists, these are shalas, if you're well, most of them say. Depends where, depends where. No, no, they usually rub but not tell her. Forget, most rubs will tell her and won't come back. Forget. Most mixes are set up not that way. There's either during the week, there's a full day, there's a full somebody. Now the reason for it basically because we said Osiris is a problem with her sticking out. Therefore, let's say no one's around. So what do you do? So Shmonar has different aces of covering it, making sure it's shuafoy, or the punch coming down, the Sertara brings down that you should take your hair with your own hair, put it into the water. When you're in the water, let go. Now Shemati the Noshim anyway do that even when it's a Balanithi. It's not just a practical way of getting all the hair inside. It's not somewhere close to the top. And therefore, what they do is anyway, they go dip in, they're holding the hair anyway if it's long hair, and then they release it. Now that is even little, the Pash can say, even Bishat is Pash by yourself. Now, let's say you tell them by yourself, and you're not, what?
They pick their hands up.
No, they leave go. No, they take it out.
They can't bend their hands.
No, they leave go, and they put their hand down. That's it. Well, usually we do tefillah twice, as usually we don't really worry about that too much. Now, the Pashkin said, let's say there's no one around to be watch you, so the Bicham Tzurek in Tshuva says, the tefillah is not a good tefillah. If you do not do any of these aces, and Samshu went in by herself, put her head all the way down, and she came out, since it's a Sophic, and she cannot prove her hair went inside, Maitha is also like tefillah, or she has to go back. Now, if she does the aces again, but it has to throw for you, whatever, or she takes her hand, fine, she has to talk with Semich upon it, but she does not do that, therefore she has to go back. This is the reason why Meir Bansur says, but the Isha did not have good eyesight. Any Isha who did not do any of these aces, he says, you're back in the category of doing it by yourself and Nifl. That was what's real on. You have to go back. It doesn't, no, it floats. Here, even bodies float, you know, dead men float. But even here, certainly floats, and with buoyancy, it makes it flow high. No, the standard person has these. It's not a driving test, you know. Well, yeah, we also make sure in the case would be, you know for sure. Oh, the different cases, we got to. Oh, we got different cases. Now, the place can say, first of all, let's say if she's in the suffix, if all her hair went in, if dealing with the suffix, they're right, so, because you have to have a feel at every single inch of your body. If you get one hair sticking out, not feel the right, that's not me and a master, didn't do a bonus, didn't do a right, so. And if, even the suffix, if you're one hair, the master, you're not my kind of feel, you have to go back. You have to be in the mikvah. You went to mikvah. It's like one, your finger sticking out, one hair sticking out is the same thing. So the person said, let's say you're the only one around, what do you do? So say usually you're the only one around, you're with your husband. So the person can bring down the Behuda, which office can choose to come to the gate. And the etzim is to be shown over here in the Beis Yosef, that your husband can be the shomer. What they say you should do, you should go in, tell her neck, tell the husband to turn around, look and check, and finally she put their head inside. And therefore, then all the hair is covered. If not a problem, we're going to be summoned upon the Baal. Now what happens if she has very short hair, a boy's haircut, or her hair is shaven? Therefore, some places advise that she should have her hair shaven, she's not getting into all these problems. So, our nog is not to have shaved, so Nashim have a short haircut. Is that a problem? So, the place can say, anyway, Mechadchila, she should have a balanit anyway, besides Chatzitzis and other reasons, and also maybe besides Chatzitzis, Be'ikr. However, let's say you, B'di'evin, let's say there's no one around, then the place can say, the whole reason why the place should be inside the hair is sticking out. If there's no one around, Kiv Ege says, but also like Tfilo. Hell, if you're shaved or you have a short haircut, then also like Tfilo, it's not shash. You put your head 5 inches below and your head only sticks out 1 inch, so why does it not shine off? The only reason why you have to your place of Kiv Ege is also like Tfilo because you have long hair. But my shit, if you have no hair or short hair, then it'll be also like Tfilo because you went in all the way. And that's the basic Mikhail in Sif. Man, basically, you have to have a Baal in it. All that makes mind to have it, and usually Shem Shem Mitzvah is usually not a problem, and they watch upon you. The only time you really get into the shallow when you're traveling, which the Swam say you should not do that anyway. Why? Because you should make sure you have a kosher mikvah with a kosher balanit around and make sure it's done correctly. Because you go to the ocean, the article lists that problem. There are big problems. The Sifim Aleph is a lacha, Mishpelas Panala Kuha. Now, the Shalot, the Gersh, the Gemara is, now, we don't really seem to take our kids to the Mishpelas door for your mind to dip it in, but surely it's the Gemara with the Shach brings down the innocent Kutsadik test without feeding a kid after Tatifa. So that we'll have to get back to when we get to the end of the Kutsadik test. Now, if that, again, now, lacha, some of the Machalik is Shach and Machabim, so it could be the Yevon, after the Yevon, but my son is going to get it though. Sifim Beis is a lacha, you have a Tzeres, a Kisimon, in between your, at place of your toes. Now, if ain't that spice, if he tells you fingers, really tells, is that being a starb as a makam gula? So, pashas, if you read their shan, it's entire talk, double bring down. Pashas is being a starb. Once it's being a starb, only after you royally be a smine, you have to get mind their mamish. However, there's a divay makil that says that what a person has to do when they go into the mikveh, he has to separate his toes. She has to separate her toes. Because pashas, he's saying, is makam gula, and therefore, what has to get there? If you don't separate your toes, you got a problem. Now, the Torah points out, first of all, we pick a paskin in a storm, so it's really it's not in my Aleph Beis, the one time that when you put your feet inside, even if your feet are stuck together, your toes, the mice is water stands there a couple of seconds, water eventually does get there, and therefore water does mamish get there. And as far as I know, the storm being down, you don't have to separate your toes, never heard of anyone separating your toes. Either they hold this thing in a storm, or the mice, the water will get there naturally. What? No, sometimes they get separate. Sometimes when you walk, it might separate. Maybe the question is, where's Bainer Storm, Sutra, and Makam Gula? When you stand straight, it won't. When you walk, maybe you press down, it separates, you walk this way, that way. Yeah, maybe. Fine, Maitha, again, as far as no one does it. If you want, you'll be Makam upon yourself, and you go to the mikvah. Otherwise, as far as I know, no one separates their toes. Sifnam Gimel is a lacha of basically Bainer Storm, again, the Machaber, however, some of them are always of three things. The Mos says, first aloha, a person has to be Mata Mayim, couldn't be lost. The second thing he says, you have to have Toyota Chaitim, you have to take care of. And the third thing, the Gersh of the Chachmas Adam, that the new Shulchan Aruch brings down, you have to also take care of the Toya of your Aznaim, of your ears. Three different things the Mos says. First, aloha of going to the Beit HaKise before you go to the Mikvah. So the reason for it, the Mos says, because if not, it can be Oitzeres Atzma, you can hold yourself back, you hold yourself back, the Pasha way the place of the sand, you can clench and tighten yourself. Therefore, with the place where the Makam Magula is, the water will not get there. Therefore, it's being ma'akim, water getting to this place where you're clenching. Now, the way the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah sets it off, if you should go to the base of Kisa before, we're not assuming that you're going to clench. The Maisha, if you know for sure you clench, the Maisha, maybe it's ma'akim, but you have it, fine, the Yishlaayin. The Maisha, the Ramah says, you have to go to the base of Kisa before we go to the Mikvah. They do ask, we have to get rid of the, sorry? No, so the Shach says, the Yevet is a Seder. Wash the shaft and all the fuzz coming down. And the pasuk is going onto the whole entire stiff and sifnam gimel, going all these offers. The evidence of the seder. Now they do discuss to you, when each of them nurses, that she have to also nurse and take out all the milk inside of her datum, just like you have to get rid of the mavig line in her the going to the sakista. Does she also have to get rid of the milk? Same idea. Right. So that's the third place. Kim, watch the shiloh. It isn't possible. The whole reason the Iker and the Moshe Albashan has two long truths about it, going through all this forest and my McComas to this. And it comes out to be all the stuff, all the reasons, whatever reason you want to go with. You want to time the Avada, even to go with the original reason and the Rishonim, the Shaitura. You want to say, for all reasons, my Shavada is no problem. Avada, no Shaman, and Valeri Inu, Puk, Kazin, Mind, Amad, the Bar, and Avada, no one says you have to nurse before you go to the Mikvah. And all Allah has Dachim, Merig Lion, and but my is not Allah, you have to nurse before you go to the Mikvah. So, the second thing I was talking about is over here about the Torahs of the Chaitim. So, Iker, it's interesting why Rabbi Kivega brought down this design over there. It's designed to talk about the Lifluch, the Torahanaim, or Chutzanaim. The Kamlum Kivega brings down also the Rami Pano with the Lifluch inside your nose. Now, fun, Lifluch, very nice, yeah, Shavah, but my portion over here about Torahs of Chaitim, if I was a Kivega, I'm not. If I would, have brought down over here the Talacha. Maybe he thinks no one gets this far. I don't know. But the Maisa, the Mephosha Lachlov in Amor, the voice of the Rambam that says you have to worry about Yitzhak HaChaitim. And based upon the Kivega, we see the three levels in your nose. There's a Makam Akhut, there's a Makam Beis HaTorim, and there's a Makam of Makam that's Vifnim, that's your inside. Blua, Makam Blua. Three different levels. Now it comes out, very clear with Kivega, that Akhut, about you have to first clean your nose. Even Beis HaTorim, you have to clean your nose. Why? Because as we were able to be, something is Ma'akim, and it cannot get the water there. The water does not physically get there. It has to be that water is right to get there. That Makam Blua is nothing. Now the place can say that we're not exactly sure which switches over from Beinah Sparim, Beis Sparim, two makom b'lohos. Therefore, you try your hardest and your best, and therefore, whatever you get out of the seder, you demand to take something and pull it up your nose and take it down. They say basically for two reasons. One, if you say it's a makom b'lohos, that's the pashtus. But the one time, anything you have to stick up your nose and take something out, nice and difficult, and me and Shana Machbed, you never Machbed, no one cares, no one sees. You're not Machbed, the oil is not Machbed, and therefore, the water, even if it is based on some, it's a me and Shana Machbed, and therefore, it's not a problem. You tried your best, that's good, that's even like a kilo. That's Yafshib is the whole video of the Seder, no problem. No problem. Sorry? Usually, if you're bugging all these things, either she'll try to get out, it's really stuck inside. Smoke and blow. One of the aces I gave, we discussed by she lost a Sadiq cloth inside of her, so one of the aces of Shram say, push it further in. Now it's smoke and blow, no problem. Then why did the chemical certain test? Anyway, you're going to have to get a doctor to get it out. So what's the big deal? Get a doctor out even further in, so stick it further more in. Fine, so in the book also, you got to come to stick it more in. But otherwise, usually you can't get it out, you got a bug there, mice in the muck and blow, and then it should not be a problem. The same thing the person would say about your ears. The ears also, you have three levels, you have the chutz, you have base of thorn, you have the pnim. So they're also same exactly. So the same halacha. The person again point out that Moses not bring it down. The Shulchan Aruch says it is in the Ramah. We have such a gear in the Ramah. It says you have to worry about your ears. Three levels. You try your best. You have to stick something very far in. Again, you have two reasons why to make it. Either the smoke and blue are not a problem, or anything that's very hard to get out is a mishan and machbun, and therefore it's not considered a shayla. Same thing they discussed by your belly button. The same halacha applies. You try your best. Everything past that is mutter, even look up to the pashtus. Next halacha that is involved is the nidash tavla of the vikdeha, which has lavaylo. Mechaba says, if you're tavla with your clothing, it's mutter to your husband, no problem. It's based upon the gemara, before the gemara, you're tavla with your clothing, no problem. Pleshkim, the shachman, zan, that after when it's a loose beged, in those days they wore a loose robe, but today you wear your bathing suit or your undergarments, usually it's tight, and therefore it'll be a problem, and that water will not be able to usually get in, or be considered a mina machbid. And if for that reason, will not be also like filo, and therefore you have bichoizen, posh you have not. First, can say it's based on the shock. Truth is, nowadays our clothing is tighter than their days. Nowadays we have elastic rubber and clear from the shock. Another way, the shock obviously, the shock clothing is not as tight as our clothing. Our clothing are do a much better job. So obviously, the shock is saying it's a problem. Saying maybe you sit there for a while and they will stick through. But otherwise, Tamil, we assume it doesn't go in, and we're saying it's a problem, it's me and a master. Now, the person can say, let's say you do have to go in a place with people around. So we discussed already last time when the people around, the problem that you're not allowed to look at chilo because you could be a pacha to run out and go too quickly. Therefore, people are around, let's say you have to go in a public place. What you do, the person can say, the body discusses, is it better to wear a beggar that's roughly, a robe that's very loose? Or is it better to go Orem and have Hacham instead of other people? So it's better to wear a beggar that's loose and go against them. Make sure, even though it's going against the Ramon, Sif Aleph, that says that Chilish take over everything, that's even Rafay, it says which option is better, Pashas is better to wear a beggar that's loose than go Mokum Orem and you have Hacham from other people. Gami can Yish Lodel what he says, but my sense says of what a person should do. Another thing we mentioned also last time, this halacha we told in the big deho, placing me down, what about wearing your shoes and socks? Is that more of a problem? They want to tie in the Shari Torah, and the Bada passed them this way. So Bada, no, he doesn't, he's in Sufik. But those are passing us called three different times, passed this way, and Sheva Levi, and others passing. And this halacha is dafkin wearing clothing. You have to wear shoes and socks in the problem of Sif Laman Aleph, so you cannot be told on top of something that's funny. You cannot go on top of a chair, of a kli. Since the halacha is all begodim, are usually mekabel tumo, even if it's plastic, usually since it came to kli, the person will say it's mekabel tumo. Therefore, if you go with your clogs, if it's even plastic, if you go into the mikvah by the ocean, says the numerous pleshkim that the halacha is not also tefillah at all, even with the yevet, like we saw the halacha in the tefillah and al. They have to be chosev litvol. Therefore, when you make sure to go into the mikvah, I know all the men's mikvahs also have the same thing. You always have these clogs there that you can go take till the mikvah. We're supposed to when you get to the mikvah, take them off and go inside. Well, not sure how they make, I'm not sure what shoes they have, but the halacha is very clear. You have to go in without these clogs or shoes. If not, let also let tefillah. So even though it says big dad, let's say that it's after begotten, but not shoes and socks. Yeah, so those are the times the body wants to tie, and the simple one the time that if you're wearing it, maybe they both don't say kor, they both say yesh or yesh. So either you have those who have a body asher it, or those who have a sofik. What I saw them, I saw, I once in the Gula convention, and I was about 10 years old, and I was swimming in the swimming pool in the Gula convention, and all of a sudden all these girls started coming in, all of them started coming into the tefillah before Shabbos, they didn't have a mikveh there. So everyone left, I didn't leave, I was a old kid. And they took off everything, and it was, he told me to mikveh, and I said, one hour, by Ocean also the same thing. So, that's one out. The only thing I know is when I bumped into the numbers, my father grabbed me out of there. You know.
But, maybe he didn't bring
bathing suits. Can't say. Nice one, I don't know. But next halacha is different design, interesting. Halacha of Negev to Kinim. So, Kinim is a facet of life in Eretz Yisrael. So, the halacha over here is very clear that you should surf lasirim, you have to move whatever you can. Whatever you can't lasirim, ain't a place. Whatever you can't, it's not your chasito. The way the shach says, that something you can't move, you don't move. Meister, kosher lasirim, afil di ever places him. So the fact that meister, the shach, the place can go, anything you can remove, you choose not to move. Meister, chasito, chasito, even by the ever. Now what you say, you try to get out whatever you want, you cannot get out everything. What's the halacha in the chasit? What's the reason? It says lavosh, the place coming down, because then whatever you try to get out, or you cannot get out, whatever's left over is nifl negedo via chain and makbet. Nifl negedo via chain and makbet. Now, the place can come along, and the scholars first of all it says kinim, it's ladaka kinim, it's even beta kinim, even it's mesim chayim, it's all these things you have to try to get rid of. Now, they discuss if you have to cut your hair, not cut your hair, lush your man of love, you have to cut your hair for it, la lof ma'maisa, and they discuss if it's okay, no, why not? But the ma'maisa no one cuts the hair. Now, the swarm are very clear, but ikka. Why? Well, we'll get to Akasha. We mentioned, I discussed yesterday. A Pasha Shaila. The Pasha can say very simple, lof ma'maisa, what do? You try the best you can, and whatever's left over is me a chain of market. So that's how all the swam go, except for one sefer. He comes along with the eyes and the taina. I'm not sure how to answer it. You say that Tyra says he doesn't understand. Maisa, if you knew that you had more kinim inside your head, our noshim, they'll be master to get it out. The reason why they're not master to get out, because they sat for an hour, they tried for an hour, they took all the shampoos and things to get it out, and they think nothing's left. Maisa, the next day they find a net, a big net, it was obviously in the head the day before. They clear it was there. So I said, one of your chosiv lichol. In those days, this cloth from the Pesachim, it sounds like that they knew they had life in this leftover. A little bit left over they weren't machbid about. I don't know if I'm a chlorah machbid. Because they think nothing is left. And if you have lack of idea and you think nothing is left, it's actually the mishan of machbid. The right is not the way, because the shivkol of Rebbe, she thought she had no etzem ben ishnayim. She made a mistake. She thought she didn't have. She went to the tefillah, she took a vifah, she came out, she found something, the lock is clear, she had the chosiv lichol. So lack of idea does not make it to be a shin of makbid. Lack of idea means you don't know, but the mice circle also give you makbid. Okay, that's a tura, that's part of your body. That's your mavatl to your guf. You hold that's part of you. It's like that's the tura of your... That's still, the study of her chokhmah is she knows it's there, 100%, and she thinks it's part of her. Here, by your ish, your wife, she thinks you have, after checking it out, there's nothing there. So swear by it. And tell her, why she's scratching again, I got it for something again. No, it's not, true. Again, in those days, Ken, our notion is not true. Again, some people aren't that way. Most, as far as I know, the Americans are not in battle. It's not. The teeth isn't that way. They think there's nothing left.
What if he doesn't care until tomorrow?
Oh, no, so now there's a couple of problems. No, but let's say most notions, they do care.
He wants it out, but it's still not that day.
Because he has another thing that they discuss, let's say the Pesachim, even the Israeli Pesachim say, even those who are medical, kind of, if she knows she has, and she's mastered, except she wants to take care of it tomorrow, because now she has no time and patience, as she spent an hour and no energy for it anymore, also they say it's mastered. But I say, you are mastered, just, I, the kids are crying, so the kids weren't crying, you'll have more time. You had another hour to check, you would do it. Except something else is bothering you that you can't, you have no time for it. You gotta go to the mikveh ready. So the Pesachim also, even the Israeli Pesachim was saying, no, you have no, that's not considered an Easter, an economic considered mastered. So first of all, they're telling you, if you plan to take care of it tomorrow, everyone agrees you got a problem. You got to take care of it today. There's no eight of it tomorrow. You have to take care of it today. There's no eight. I have no time, no energy for it right now. I spend an hour or two. I know I have more. That's no eight. The shadow is whatever the Nostrum thinks, everything's taken care of. Nothing is there. They come back to the mixer. They're not scratching. So you start getting involved, what happens? I said, there's nothing there. I went to sleep, woke up in the morning, I found some more bugs in my head. So maybe it came from the pillow. So maybe it came from somewhere else. So first of all, usually you have to know, first of all, that the sheets, usually when a person changes, takes out the bugs from the head, most people switch to the sheets also. That's the Matthias wise I've seen, because usually they're on the sheets. So if you had new sheets and she had a couple of bugs in there, not the stuff that came from anywhere else except it was there before in the salad. Beiges, by a big egg, big nit, it's not possible that it came from somewhere else. The way Matthias and nits work is they lay their eggs, they attach onto the heel, and then if you break them off from the heel, from the cement, it will not go anywhere else, it can't go anywhere else. I mean, if you have a big nit on your head, it was obviously there from 2 days beforehand. It's not shaykh, it was there, it came later. That means the chalapi swore, it should be before, you have a mina makhbet, it's upon you, they went to mikro, it's a lack of a deal.
A nit can't go off from one end to the other.
A nit is the egg. A nit is the lice. The way they go, they lay the egg and they attach onto your scalp of your head, right by the source. And therefore, it eats off from your zayah, from your sweat, and it's like cement. And they will only take it off with either the special combs that crack it, basically, or you rip off your hair. But the zayah had to get it off. They attach themselves on. I mean, any big nit that's there is the mice, so it obviously was there from a couple of days already. And if it's a small nit, and also most bugs usually are very real, they jump. Especially if you have to know where you were. Especially if you love kids in your house, they can jump from place to place. You have a bunch of bugs, usually they came from you. So why exactly all the swarms save is manenu, except for one safer? You try your best, and that's the seder. Not sure. Of course, the best way to do is do your best you can beforehand. Yeah, cross your head. But to check the best beforehand, and then don't check for a couple of days. If not, before you got a big problem, if you find something a day or two later, a big shali, I should really ask you up. Call you nichum together, me and a master before you. Maybe lost like people. Don't know. No, because that she thinks she knows about it. It's part of her. Here she does know. It's like Etzem Ben Yishnayim. She's close to Rabbi. She did a chatipa. The older Rishonim say she just doesn't know about it. Lack of ideas. Not to get a master. What? Yeah, therefore. Is she Makrit? Is your wife Makrit? Yes. My wife Makrit? Yes. Now, there are those, says over, he says, let's say, basically, in the myth. He wants to kind of that the Americans to the Chatzitzo, the Israelis is not to the Chatzitzo. Ayagam, we know the law is, you go after Rav Olam, where's the differentiating between Americans and Israelis. The time is, no, it's not just the American Israelis. The difference is that if the American woman grew up in Eretz Yisrael and the way of life in Eretz Yisrael is to have a kingdom, where America is not to have a kingdom. So if you will grow up the way of life that is to have kingdoms and Beit HaKingdom, the nits will not be to the Chatzitza, you won't be like in the Misha and the Machbid. Mashen, can you be brought up in America? So for you, it is to the Chatzitza, because that's how you're brought up. It's not the Yisrael is the American Israelis are different, it's just the way how you're brought up. So therefore, you're in the group of painters, and you're the great group of calligraphers, you're the painter of Canaanites, and you're Israeli American, because that's the way how you're brought up. That's your group that you are. It depends also when. Now, this, and it so really depends which shkuna you're in right now. Certain neighbors are much more masculine than others. Certain guys are much more masculine than others. So there you have to know this for how true it is and which era is it true about. This is a Berkowitz. He says Americans are certainly masculine than Israelis, not on nits, not on the life. Nits on the nits. Eventually, but right now, you don't scratch yet, you know, it doesn't. But I want to find out eventually when the kids go off, and you know. To Nitzah, working on time of an Israeli is not a Hasidic.
And
why? No, it's a derech ha'olam. Even the American being Israeli, the side of it is not pushing the Israeli, not matter. If that was in America, there was a kingdom all the time. Also, that would be the way of life. Also, if not derech, if the olam is, if wherever the kingdom are. No, the side derech ha'olam is like the painters, the group of painters, the group of people who live in kingdom. It's like a painter of the group. Right, we saw the local painter of the group. This also has a group. Sorry. No. It's not. They try the best they can. Again, if you show one life, before you can tell me she tried the best, maybe one life. and they try to test him. Kobe came from somewhere else. Usually in their cells, when we're kids, you jump one turn off. Tell me, and I'm in our problems. Me and Kobe do a phone on the cell, the cooler. Can't say. You found a bunch of them. Chetel only helped with the soft against the Eichami. If she found one the next day, and maybe she got from somebody else to jump from one hand to another, Eichami, you found a bunch of them, or you found the nip, it's not shy to be a soft thing, or you all lost my feeling. Oh, so there's a second story they have to deal with. The big thing the first commission of Mark with the growth throws in the story of Bisei, everyone dies when the world the growth means, but I'll leave it on the side for now. But there's a story to deal with Bisei. Fine, Sifra Memchet is come on the basically three halachas in Sifra Memchet. The halacha about, you know, the table of the kavono, the second halacha about tzniyus, and the third halacha about who should be pegeya when he come out of the mikvah. First halacha of kavono, the first in the table that make sure machlokes in the rishonim, machlokes in the gemara of Yechonon and Rav, when you table b'li kavono, what's halacha? So the gemara says the kashon is ma'akiv, the pilot machlokes of Yechonon and Rav, maskono roi rishonim go like Rav. The Rambam with the Imei that the Kavona is not Ma'akiv, and the Rashi says to be choishes for Rabbi Yochanan that the Kavona is Ma'akiv. Halacha is clear in the Mechaber says Kavona is not Ma'akiv. Therefore, they say, for example, you go swimming, now you go into the ocean, might be a good mikvah, or they always had this Meister that he was walking to the mikvah and she slipped and she fell inside, and now the question is, according to the Pesach Tshuva, for example, Rambam, he can't make a brach anymore. Meister is also like Tfilos, if she fell inside, she get Ekonami. No, but the saying when the whole tefillah was not done with kavanah, that's what you say, Mogavam, they can't make a bracha afterwards. The tefillah has to be the kavanah. It's not kavanah, she fell inside. Yes, they can't make a bracha. Only the first tefillah is kavanah, makes a bracha afterwards. The ashek, the shabbat, the tzivanah, the tzivanah. The tzivanah means to do this, it's not kavanah for it. No, kavanah is not good. So you want to tell her when she asks, she fully, she's not kavanah maybe. But this usually doesn't. She's very afraid. So either, right, she has no kavanah, she can't make a bracha. Come on, Virajbon, and most of the Choshel at Chila, I would have liked to say, you should not make a bracha when you be choshes for the Rajbon, and for the Maisha don't make a bracha, therefore, if you do go to the ocean, or you do go to fall inside, the Maisha be told you a second time, however, without a bracha. Now, first, the best part of the Gemara is clear that, let's say, you are not Kavanah, but your friend pushed you in, and the friend had Kavanah, the Maisha, you became the Tfilah, is next to the problem. Exactly why I am from the sugi, I'm not exactly clear why. But my sister, the Pashkin say clearly, Shach says, if you push your friend in, her kavanah will help for her friend. One will help for another. Based upon this, there's an interesting... that someone pushed her into the...
No, she went swimming.
Right.
Right.
And a friend...
She went swimming that day.
Pashkin say, pushing it, pushing... Oh, well, we'll get that, guys. Lynette, we'll get that. We'll make it even more in a gap. Now, well, your case, I'm going to get. We'll get to more in the case. We'll say why. Now, there is a Pesach Shuv over here that brings down the Chamun Daniel, Ksav Yad, that says, again, the Shach says, Aloch is that when you push your friend in, you might say the Kavana for you by yourself will help for your friend. So, where the Pesach Shuv brings down the Chamun Daniel, the doctor, when you're the pastor, is what is going on. The doctor, when your friend pushes you in, but a man pushes you in, it would not help. Now, come on, the Numa Sakhadim says, again, we have a Shach Saloch. The Shach says, you push your friend in, that Kavona helps. Come on, come on, Daniel says, doctor, your friend means that Isha pushes in, and all the Isha help. If a man pushes in, then Isha does not help. In fact, all the places we quote this Ketuvah afterwards, mice know what's the difference. They have a Slam Kug and others. Every state that quotes this Pit Ketuvah, and everyone, Allah, except for one, argues on it. Argues on it. What's the difference? What's making a difference whether Isha pushes in or Ish pushes in? This Manenu recently came out, the Pit Ketuvah, with the Madar HaTuvah, and they found the Ksav Yad HaChamud Daniel. They found it. And if you look up inside, it's not say this, not calling back to this halacha, it's a mistake, and therefore all this from we ask and don't say what's going on, and I mean, we'll discuss this case. He's going a different halacha. Wasn't going back to halacha of your friend, how the specific truth it sounds like he's setting it up. He's going back to the halacha of Amo, ends up, you're a pekeah, you have to pekeah, bechaveiloi, when you come out of the mikveh, you're pekeah, you're chave, not something that's tamei, come on the chamud and eel, so then that halacha means that you're chave, not a man. Why? Because I ain't the shach. The shach says a man comes out, you have to say the psukim, you have another problem. So Chamud Daniel is not going back, and who pushes you in on the Indian of the Isha puts you in and not an Ish. They're going back in the Lacha of Pagei, who has Pagei, and Zafkan Isha, not an Ish. And therefore, there's a mistake. There's. Sorry? Oh, we'll get to also that aspect. Well, come down as Moshe Oz writes, he got us all this new Saviyad. Habe Kolmis is written upon this Bukhachuva, and a lot of wasted ink was put upon this. And in life, it's a partial mistake, and next time when you quote something, you have to make sure you quote it correctly.
What
do
you want
to
do?
What?
What do you want
to
do?
No, but Bukhachuva said quote it correctly. I'm in the primary Bukhachuva. You have to make sure you look it up, get the source correctly, put it in the right place, make sure it's correct. No. Fine. Now there is a Sama Shalom, this halacha, Mechab again is saying, and Amos says, okay, they will go this way, that the halacha is the Kavod is not Makir. So the Pasha Shalom, back to Rishaynim, we know it's Machlik, the Gemara, and Rosh Hashanah, and other places, and Mitzvah Tzrich Kavono, or Ain't Tzrich Kavono. We Paskin, or Chaim, Sim, and Sama, and Mitzvah Tzrich Kavono by the Raisu, by the Rabbon, it's Machlik, it's Mishabu, and Magan Avram, but even for a Rabbon, Mishabu, Paskin, that we need Kavono for Mitzvah. We Paskin, Mitzvah Shrichet Kavona, side your eyes and side your abonnements. So, what in the world, my colleagues of Yerichon and Rav, do you need Kavona or not? And we're passing only Kavona, the Meister of Chayin Shimon Samach, we're passing, we do need Kavona. That's the effect of Rishonim. So, Rishonim Be'ik have two ways of answering it. One, the Ramban and the Ran and others, the Ravaz, the Bada brings it down over here. They say that there's a chilik between different types of mitzvahs. Certain mitzvahs, and the mitzvah itself is a mitzvah. Mitzvah Kavona, Kriyat Shema, Tzitzis, Ukudoimim. Over here, the Gemara's case is by Tefillah and Shechita, both of them is not a mitzvah. They're only a Hechsher mitzvah. Tefillah is to make sure you tar, Labailo, or Lekotchim. The case of Shechita is to eat the meat, but the Shechita itself is not a mitzvah. The Tefillah itself is not a mitzvah. Tefillah is only a Hechsher to make yourself tar, to therefore, you can have Bia, Tashmish, or you can eat Lekotchim, Kumo. The mitzvah you on the Hechsher Shabbat, but it's only this aspect that Kosh Baruch Hu wants to be tar is that. For other things, there's no, in and of itself, there's no point in being Torah Mitzvah itself. He's makshir you to get to the next level.
So what's the definition of a mitzvah?
A mitzvah is to pick up the lulav. Yeah, the kavana first. Take tzitzis. Kosh Baruch Hu wants you to do this lulav. This pula is a mitzvah. Yeah, Kosh Baruch Hu wants you to be Torah, not that you do the pulas to a Torah. He doesn't care, don't come to me your whole life. Doesn't come to me, stay Torah. But she wanted the Hechsher Shabbat, but he doesn't want you to be Tamei. He wants the meat to be kosher. He wants you to be Tar. He doesn't care you do the Pulah. By Lulav, he doesn't want the Lulav to be picking off. He wants you to pick it off. Therefore, that's one way of how the Rishonim say Be'ikr. And the way they say it even a job further, the Rishonim want to explain this, the third of Hechsher Mitzvah, they get involved in numerous Shalas, numerous Mitzvahs, when the Kosh Baruch Hu wants that with it itself, and that's the Pulah. For example, Kosh Baruch Hu by Lulav wants you to pick it off. You should do it. Certain times, a certain mitzvah, Kosh Baruch Hu does not want you to do it per se. He wants the tetzah. For example, let's say you found a veda and you returned it. You have no kavana for it. You're not making the mitzvah. You have to do reshim as a veda again. And you have to. Reshim is an example. You gave a guy 10 shekels you stole from him. Do you want making the mitzvah? You have to give another 10 shekels for your own money because you have to give 20 shekels? No, Kosh Baruch Hu wants the money to be by him. The tetzah he wants. The same thing, make it more practical. The point discussed. People have tons of children. Are they making the mitzvah for Ruvu? I say you have kavana. You have no kavana. Mitzvah kavana. This is ma'akir. El ma'akir Baruch Hu wants l'shevet. That's another shayla. Machlokes and chinuch and moishah. Find exactly where the mitzvah is. Is it mitzvah the bia? Is it mitzvah having the kid out in the world? But echshia. Well, ma'aser will come out. Newest people can have 20 kids. Now we're kind of mitzvah. They have more kids. No, so the place in the ikkah is that I saw the outcome. The outcome is to have children in the world. L'shevet to have a kid. Ma'aser you have the outcome. Therefore, says of Shemach Chavir also, saying you say by Tefillah, Kosh Baruch Hu wants the Tzad to be Tor, and not the Hechsher Shabbat. He doesn't want the pool of Tefillah per se. He says just the Tzad. Now, he says another interesting case, Nagei Halacha L'Maaseh. he throws in one case called Kibud Avayim. He says the same halacha, but Shabbat, who wants you to go do it for your parents, makes life much easier for Kibud Avayim, because when we were younger, we listened to our parents. Not mitzvah the mitzvah, most of us, we do, because it's our parents, they tell us we listen. That's the setup in the situation of life. He says this is also Nichol and Kibud Avayim, a mitzvah and kind of mitzvah. Now, the way I'll say for Abayis quotes it, from a learner, he writes that we also discuss the case of Micah. And the way of the case of Micah, it says that also if Shlomo Abayis said, you put up a Micah without Kavona, you do not have to put up another one. Micah is a gate. You have to put up another one. Why? Because the Ikkis of Pesah is having a gate around it. So the learner quoted that Shlomo is only Bediyev and Al-Khathilo, but Al-Khathilo Vadi had to Kavona for it, and Shlomo said, no. It's even Al-Khathilo, there's no mitzvah, is not going to be Ma'akiv. Avad is no problem at all. Avad is meister. Because Baruch Hu wants the betzor. You betav the mitzvahs kavonah shvoi is not makim at all. And just like by tefillah is no problem. What? I told that one. Yeah, tell me the new prince is going to change it. I didn't check. Fine. The meister wants over here. They come along the place and say why mitzvahs kavonah is not negeita shikid. They're not banshi to why? Because meister the ikke over here the hechsher and it's not the mitzvah itself. The second mile from Amdushan is it's keis or zeru and the eskol. They say based on the gemara is the right of the mitzvah ain't shikid kavonah. Okay, they say Echanam is Talipan Machlekes, and they pass him, which is Ensir Chavonu. What comes out, that if you take those Rishonim and we pass him that way, you're going to have to be Machmur. But let's see, either Rishonim have two options, either not Talipan that, and therefore they can be, it could be them in Machmur like you ask, or it is Tali, but this is the right that Maestro will make. Now, a case of Isnagel, the person we discuss, is that usually most times you go swimming in the ocean, not a problem. That's not going to be, a child going to the mikvah. Let's say he goes to the ocean the day 7th and he goes swimming over there, it won't be a problem going to the mikvah because we're going to get to the next simin and see chafif is ma'akiv. We don't do chafifa, ma'ash is ma'akiv, so we're going to go for even the ra'isa. And therefore, a vadik can go do a tefillah in the mikvah and with the bracha, no problem. So where is it again, the shayla without kavanah? Again, in one case, the isha slips the poles inside, fine, just in case. But it happens, it comes out every year, that there are numerous nashim who have an hoga based upon their law, but Erev Yom Kippur would go to the mikvah. And now the halacha is what he's supposed to do. If Moshe Yom Kippur going to the mikvah, the chachila is supposed to do chafifa, Erev Yom Kippur, get the halacha, he's supposed to do Erev Yom Kippur. This Isha does chafifa. She has the maisa chafifa. She went to the mikvah now on Erev Yom Kippur. And let's say she has a shul here, no problem. Or she took it with her hands and put it inside. And then she went inside the mikvah. She came out. Moshe Yom Kippur, first of all, should be typed home again, number one. Number two, if she does she make a bracha or not?
It was
day 7 during the day.
She went
that's 7 during the day. She's supposed to go sit Yom Kippur night, she can't. She goes 8 during the night. No, depends where you're holding Yom Kippur. You have to be for Yom Kippur, and then she went to the mikvah. Now, come on, every year, the Master Nush in Yerushalayim, and I saw the meaning of someone that the Israelis do go to the mikvah Yom Kippur. In America, yes, chatzi, but always is my son. Most of them love. I know where there's no Yishalmis, there's the same mikvah, you see men and women both come at the same time. I see tons of women going on there, and I know there's no Yishalmis. Yishalmis would not be put dead in Arno. Okay. So the nice challenge is what to do in this case. Two different challenges. So first of all, come on the place. First of all, they say we learned the end of the similar kuf talik zayim. Over there, the halacha is let's say you do tefillah during the seventh day. You did tefillah, and you were even in the case of shogeg, you have a right to go. Is tefillah on the seventh day ma'akiv or not? So come along the shach, being down the right, and says tefillah day 7 is ma'akiv. So come, we pass the halacha of the ma'akiv is not ma'akiv. Shach being down the right, and says like a tefillah is ma'akiv. Therefore, a bad person has to go back. Even stop go they said with chafifa, lots of you have to go at night. Let's mock a witness. She wasn't a mock a witness in this case. She can't go much Yom Kippur. But bad the bad she has to go much Yom Kippur. That's not a shayla. That's the place where she has to go. She can't say, oh, I'm scot free. I went to Erev Yom Kippur. A bad she has a chiyuv gomer to go much Yom Kippur. Now the shayla is mitzvah bracha. Come on, dine why she has three tshuvas about it. His first tshuva he starts off saying, this is the whole entire story. The mitzvahs are not that kavon is not ma'akiv. Is that when you have no kavanah, lack of kavanah? But let's say you have kavanah lehepuch, kavanah against it. I do not want my tefillah to be a good tefillah. Is that ma'akiv or not? Come along, he says to your siders. First, he wants to prove it, the simon reish, which we'll have to get to, that the hanoga that we have, that we do tefillah two times in the mikvah, the bnei Ashkenaz, and the question why, to get the bracha in between. In fact, really, the degen vava, ma'isa, once you do tefillah, even b'li kavanah, ma'isa, you ate the tefillah, so why making a bracha afterwards? So says the Dain White, I'll answer you very simple. Yeah, Kavon not to Mekayim Tefillah with the first Tefillah. A Kavon Lehepach will not, Maisa will be Ma'akim and therefore not to the Tefillah. Not to the Tefillah. So therefore, first of all, he says, you say that Kavon Lehepach is Ma'akim, who against the Dagma Vava Aleph. Basic time is, and therefore going every Yom Kippur is also Nichol Negeda Tefillah Kavon Lehepach. Because you're coming mitzad tshuva, mitzad tshuva has nothing to do with the Yisrael of being Torah mitzad anido. Therefore, he said nichol again a kavon lehapoch. Again, the pitzchay tshuva says in the chayla that's not kavon lehapoch. Well, because that's the case which is chayla. What for our chokas? My ma'aser, here's kavon lehapoch. You know, you mitzad tshuva. That's the two Yisraelis. No, but she doesn't want, she doesn't mitzad tshuva. I mean, whether she's...
Also from
no, she's not, she's not, women don't go mitzad Yom Kippur, women don't go mitzad tshuva. So that's first, those are two tainas. How long the new mitzvorim, the taina first of all, why kavon lehapach is against mitzvah kavonah. The first of all, we learn the sugya by mitzvah, even the man yom mitzvah to ain't serious kavon lehapach is against it, that tafka is the sugya of mitzvah to ain't serious kavonah. What shaykh is that to kavon lehapach? And the right Dagma Vava, the word that you say over here is what? Circle of life, you're Torah. Circle of life, you come from Mikvah, circle of life. Because it's only for a Heksha, and might see a Torah. So first of all, where the world's Kavana come into play at all? Why should Kavana Lehepach help to not be Ksida Tfilah? That's one time, the Numa Sakhana Mesh, kind of dying life. And second of all, that time, there's no Kavana Lehepach, she had no Kavana against it. She had Kavana to Matara herself. Matara herself is Tshuva and Torah and everything. Therefore, the way of the Shagamaya and Shuvo and the Atzma go that way, and others go that way, they kind of bushos. You have to go Motzi Yom Kippur, Mitzad, the Shas, and end of Kuntalik Zayin, but Maisi cannot make a bracha. Maisi can't make a bracha. Why can't make a bracha? Because Chosh, Mitzad, will have a sheet over here. Maisi, you were Torah on day 7. Fine, that's the first aspect of Tifman Chas. Second aspect is in the Sneas. Now. The different on Hogan is what to do at Erev Kippur.
No.
Nashim go, of course, all the time.
So they all go.
That's in day 7.
No, then
their conversation is not good at all. But you have to think, only day 7 we have the...
No,
they're ideal. Yeah, but not good. I want to make a rock and roll anyway. The whole, the end of Kotak Zion is very clear. The person say, on day 7, Mok Moines, so not Mok, then the economic will be slamming upon it. Day 6, under a bond, about to make a rock. Yeah, then about to make a rock. Only day 7 is this whole shy order. My next local of the Rabbi Dam Yeshu Kosu, the end of Sneas. The end of the Pasuk, Arashas, and Behemo, they have to make sure be mastered upon the get of Sneas. All the posts coming down that the Indian of going to mikvah is fires a lot. Snooze is about it, we don't fire some, don't tell people or our friends about it. The different cases they bring down, the one case that the Oscar brings down, he says that therefore it's improper for men to wait in the mikvah parking lot to sit there because what happens? You see people who are coming out, it's not the right thing to do. Where the men should not stand by the mikvah and congregate together and snooze while they wait for the wife to come out. Most of what I've seen when my wife worked in the mikvah on Friday nights, when the mice and flat push, you have to walk the way back, you have to wait there. So it seems that everyone gets a different corner, a different pole to stand by, no one congregates, and everyone gets behind a different bush. And that's how everyone, no one together, fine, you ask your wife.
That's something
halacha. Mitzad sneers.
That's
something halacha. The Oscar said, no, it's the end of sneers. The place can say, love, say the Noshim should not say, say that I'm Noshim should not tell my friend, my wife, in the mikvah tonight. I can't come second say that they have to watch the kids. We don't do that exactly, right? So it's also in the sneers, side mitzvah the Isha, side mitzvah the Ish.
Because
she has to do
the second, that they
doesn't
know which day it is.
Okay. Fine, so that's one case. Another case, possibly discussed. Let's say, no, we don't we don't publicize that a person wants to make a statement. There's numerous guys, there's numerous courage for it, but Kulam Yodeh, Lama Kala, different from Popo, might have called them Gunda Dama Tim, say, speaking up, we don't speak about these things.
Yeah, speaking up, we don't speak about these things.
No, it's lacking in sneers that we should know. No, that's just we have to do that. Animals do it publicly in their life. Well, it's a mystic as that. Busha, Kaisala, Snuas is one of our meters of Kaisala. So. Plus, we'll say another example. For example, let's say she has to go Friday night. So the Avada said, for the Shami, she's not ever misdabbling with the Tiva mitzvah going to the mikvah. He said, let's say it's Friday night, and you have to get a babysitter. And the babysitter, they're always very nosy, and they always want to know what's exactly going on. Why should we not make him come back without makeup? Therefore, it says, for the Shami, what he do, the husband stays home, which is davening, and therefore, we'll take care of the kids. No problem. We don't. No? Same thing. Economy, we don't go fast on these things. We don't have a fire. Four. That's it. Now, this halacha of the person say is lav dafka that telling your men this halacha of the person in front of men, even women telling their friends also the problem being with fire. And the mothers, and to take a step further, a Berkowitz goes over from the Yashim. Let's say an isha got to cut her nails. And she was able to Kabbal Shabbos, and her mother wasn't, and her husband wasn't. Same with Kabbal Shabbos. Who should she ask to go cut her nails for her? My husband still has a focus, and the mother, you can end up telling her mother lack of sneers. So Berkowitz says over from Yashin, tell her husband, send her from the Yehuda to cut her nails, and not tell her mother to send her sneers. The among us, this is a fellow husband. He says, No, we didn't sneers. No, that's my brother brings it down. It's not sneers. That sneers you ask, after you tell your husband to cut your nail, which is a bin of a photo, why not tell your mother? That means yes, we do not tell our mothers. The nice beauty that says that it's top salad, it's going to happen. That's fine, took that one off. I would not say that. It's a reaction, of course. Yeah. The weight, Rahamshah to the tree lumps. But the other thing the person discussed, a lot of lies is that sneers. So, making her is unfortunate, Gemara in Babatia, the three things. No, the person is saying, Athaway, Tsubudu Abanon, and you allow lies for three things. One of them is Poria, the person can say, Rishonim say sneers. Now, different cases among the Rishonim, what it means sneers, it means going to make them carry their tashkas 94, or other cases, Rashi Tasis. But now the question is very clear that from Zalman and Chaim, everyone holds a lot of maestro, that you allow light, that somebody asks you, where are you going tonight? Are you going to the mikvah? You, first of all, the question first, like, say for base, I'm saying, where are you going? I'm going to meet my friend, because you know your friend is the secretary of the Baal Nitz in the mikvah. So you first try to say, base, I'm saying. And second of all, if you can say, base, I'm saying, you know, you have to might be shekha, you can make up a whole grand, grandiose story, because you know I'm not lying. Let's like lay it on thick. No, you can't do that. You have to first mighty check and try to say based on paper. Meister, Mitzatzniyas, Avada, the person can say loud aloy. And the way how Shlomo Zalman says, well, you can get how he says it. He says it's a fellas for the person who you're telling it to. It's good for them. They should not hear that you're going to mix with their own tellers. Because, for example, when people tell me they want to drive me home to Shari Chesed, Meister, they're going to buy for Ghana, not going to Shari Chesed. And they lie to me. Why? Because they want to do me a tayyib in the Chesed and drive me home. And they are the loud aloy. They're allowed to do it, Mitzatzniyas. Mitzad Chesed. Why? Because they're doing Mitzad my own tellers. If we're not looking together, Sheker. But we're doing going to make the same idea. This is what Madame Shlomo is writing, what Shlomo Zalman told him. And he writes, oh, Baruch Hashem, I felt that good, because a year and a half ago earlier, I lied to him, I said I couldn't drive him home, and therefore, and it wasn't, it wasn't true. My son, there's no issue of Sheker when you're doing with tellers somebody else. And therefore, it's interesting to the own tellers. He also, you'll have to say, tell the Rashi, you're drawing somewhere else, no problem. Now, other things we see mitzvah together of sneers, the place you want to make along, for example, a lot of you cannot go during the eighth day. You're not allowed to only eighth at night, ninth at night. However, the Ramon Shuvah, the place you want to make the Ramon Shuvah, let's say the end of sneers, are you allowed to go during the day, not at night? So the Gemara has a case, the Gemara says that if they would go to a place at night, the way they walk back, there would be puddles in the floor, they're going to trip and hurt themselves, therefore it's not sneers, and therefore they went during the day. In fact, the Ramon, what's the big deal, just bring lights and let them see the derech. Al-Mayyid, the fashion, they went to the mikvah. So it's even tough to sneeze, and Chanami is nothing to get him. Only if you allow to go during the day. Therefore, the place coming down, that you allow to go during the day, means tough to sneeze, so no problem. In other case, the place can discuss about going during the day, or the halach of sneeze. Let's say you doichu your tefillah mitzat sneeze, you cannot go, can you go El Shabbos? Example, let's say you own a store, in the case of your asad, you own a store, and you close your store early, this isha, and we clear that you're going to the mikvah. Therefore, you do not want to close your store early Thursday, and the doichu your tefillah on Friday night. I let her go to the mikvah Friday night. He says, yes, in the sneeze, and nichol negedev oinus, and all the place can you let her go to the tefillah, and El Shabbos, even though it's no machmor, my see should not be the first, and then going to the mikvah. In other case, sorry? Why it's like that? Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know. Well, the Bosman is down, he said he passed. This is a big show, not the way, the Bosman is passing. Bring it down. First of all, we make a problem. There are two problems in that case.
The only place is you can possibly go.
First of all, we pass the Iker that we hold like a Friday night, even if you were not a Venus. Unless you have shared, those won't argue. You're not a shared, those who pass not a shared. About it now, you want to sell Nichol Oinus. Avada's not upset. You have a reason, good reason. That's a good reason. So, you know, we hold Lago Friday night anyway. Elamai, you want to mark, even after Mach Miriam is Nichol Geta Oinus, also Lago Friday night.
Is it better to do 5 and 7 and go by day or 4 and 7?
What was the locker? That was a Shlo. The Shlo said it was best to do 4 and 7, right? That was the Shlo said.
So, which one's better to do?
No, it's the, we should do 4 and 7. Yeah, that's the slow. We had a couple times
like
that. No, another case of question discussed is that, is there a heter of going to the mikvah with your makeup on Friday night? Because if you come back from the mikvah without your makeup on, and anyway, in-laws or other people, and say, you have no makeup on, is there heter mitzad sneis to go to makeup? Why? Can we know the law for the evet? Makeup is not ma'akev. Either it's either because it's love of nosi, because of the shame. No, you have two reasons. The rash, the rush, and the evet, the rab is not a problem. So if so, the chachilik, can we slimmich upon these shitas and let you go to the mikvah with makeup on? Come on, Ramosha and the place came of Riyashim, and others say, no, you cannot. The chachilik, you have to take off your makeup. I think it's a chapa and sell the son of sneis. The Maestro, since you are not doing it, they're going to end up finding it out themselves. The Gedda over here in the Ramo is, Dafka, if you tell them, you mafashin them, it's them. They end up figuring it out by themselves. It's their business. It's their affair. They shouldn't be looking for the cop anyway. It's their business. And therefore, the Gedda Ramo to the Ramosha, come here like the wizard Ramo that way. The Ramosha says,
well,
the wizard so go that way.
Oh,
we'll get to. That's first in the case of Yechidim. We'll get to separating cases. My supposed can say you have no head to make makeup, you have to take off your makeup. The God knows one maybe be makeup, but the ikanoga is it cannot be makeup. Another case is called the same idea is my said you know not eat buffer, it's been clear nicker that my should go into Tila that night, same Shiloh, come on the place came off the body, you should not eat buffer that night, not all places go that way, you cannot eat buffer that night. I think they end up figuring out themselves it's fine, it's their business, it's not lack of sneeze. It's their chayis. The whole thing that's going to cease is that you should not go be more fast, and you should not go tell people if they figure out themselves as a seder. Now, come on the swam, they want a machalik. Now, first of all, should a person be doicha that tefillah? Should they be doicha or not? That means people are going to end up finding out, is there a maimel or Indian or a point that a person should be doicha mitzad the son of sneis? So, the way Harold Wozner and the article, they come from the Iker, the tshuva of Uriah Sad, by the case of the store. And over there, it's not before that way, but it seems that way in the tshuva, that it really depends. They want to tell you if the rabbim is going to find out, you should be doicha tefillah. The rabbim is going to find out, it's very clear, you're going to share with us, anyone's seeing it, anyone's looking, which usually, hopefully, it's not that way, only a few people are you feeding. But if it is, we clear to the rabbim, in Echonami, you should be doicha tefillah. However, let's say it's only to yechidim, like in most cases, only to yechidim, so the place should not, because the whole inning over here is... No, I said again, no, most people won't have
one.
It's not. Who looks?
All
the
women.
If all the women have these problems, then you're just not even matter. No, because some people don't always wear makeup.
It depends.
So the Maaseh come along. However, let's say the case only to Yechidim. The Rambam's word Shloileh for Mahumo or Bifnei Aprius. The words of the Rambam they want Tainer Dafke for Rabbin. Therefore, they want Tainer Abosner and Shevet and the Oscar they want Tainer. It's only Yechidim should not be the Chilish Goli Tefillah, and they figure out themselves as their business. Seven. What? The last point of Ramah, the last point of Ramah, he brings it down to the Gemara that a person should, when you be Rishon Baker, that when you come out of the mikvah, you should make sure to get a tchilo in something that's not Tamei, Man Targoy, Makum. Now, first, the words in the Shaidu as Shal with the Gersh is Alofa Shufagas, someone you forget into, or Shnagas, the person you touch, she has to touch you. So the way the place can be done from the Siddur Tyra, a gamba is not the Siddur Tyra's maskana, he's my Sidmeikol. But they have a close to Siddur Tyra, he's the Maimok from the Schillig. They should do two things, you should be Pagas and Nagas. You should do both. And therefore, the Nanoga, they say when you come on the Mikvah, she'll touch you, or she'll shake your hand, they'll tell you, Nanoga, everyone says you say it's kosher, or they do a good tefillah, and they usually touch you, and therefore the girl is not a problem. So therefore, the Nanoga is to do both. The gamba are those who say, my there's no Maimok for it. And therefore, the Sittara says you can make all of them, but in Hogan's Maisha, we do touch them, it is Pagas or Nagas. Now, it has to be Dafku, come on them off. What? Yeah, that's what they do. They say they either shake a hand, touch, shake a hand, right? They touch her, I'm not sure exactly.
So, what is the case? The lady in the next place is
coming to the. Oh, so we'll get to the case. Now, come along the. Now, what case are we discussing with that she could get chilo that leads to pagam, that therefore someone else has a culture? What's the case over here? First, there are different groups of people and different animals. Groups of people that klar, that lemaisa, that they should not be get chilo, is the case of a goy, the case of a rosh, of a pashtus, a pekoyis, a ma'oris, the first case that says someone does not know kriyashma, or does not know, or, and the pashtum also a maisa, a chiloini, the lavosner, or a gross, say, even though a chiloni is coming to the mikvah, to be toivol, to retrieve herself. My sister is not showing return mitzvahs, also nichol is gather, even though she knows Kriya Shema, the Israelis do know Kriya Shema, still my sister is not showing return mitzvahs, and therefore they're not supposed to be forgetting tchilo. Sorry? No. Mitzvah is very clear in the Shach. But the person discuss, what about a nido? What about a nido? It says, Dava Tomei or Yakum. Is a nido someone should not be forgetting in the first month? Now there is a tshuva, it's a tshuva. He writes about, he's a Masupik, and then says, since it's a Masupik, the Vada, a person should be Machmer. Should be Machmer and not be Begayed and Nido. Therefore, the person who is watching should be either a Zekeno, and then she won't have a problem, or she makes sure that Echlam she start. However, then, how can you do a Klai? So it's not the way that numerous Raiyas, numerous Chuvas about it. First one that says, the Ramah says, Begayed and Bechaverto. It's very clear, Yechaver, there's no Chilik upon it. So, in the Allah and Sifman says, she should be a Gdel and Yud Beishono. Do not say anything, there should not be a Nido. The Shach gives a list of things of a Shnapi, a Betzeru, and a Chamor, and a Goy, and a Gomel, and a Chazin, and a Sus. I mean, the first thing you should is a Nido. It should just be in the group of things that they were showing them in a place coming down, not in the group. And for the Ikarai, they say, Puk Chazi, my Amad Dabar, and my Yisrael, Lo Shemanav Levi Inu, because you want me Masim, because you don't know the Tariq Betshuva, Lo Shemanav Levi Inu, it's only Chumah Ba'alma, it's only on Hogatayv, it's only for Yerushimayim. And therefore, the come out all this from go, and as far as I know, the Nog is that way, that the Nida at the Mikvah is not a problem, she's the Baal Nitha, one you begat Tchilo, is the Nida of the Maestro for the Nog is to be Mekel. But that's what said, people who you're going to bump into. What about the Baal Chag you can bump into? So, our Mikvahs, first of all, we don't have Behemoths, everyone discusses the case of the Sus. You don't get any Sus by the Mikvah, no problem, we don't have any Gomels or Kelevs. The Maestro, there is a by what?
Cat.
Oh. So, the Jews and the cats and dogs. So first of all, this halacha over here is Lamaisa, outside of gold by the Mikvah Hanof, there always seems to be cats sitting there. So let's discuss the case of the cat. This halacha over here, so the Peshkim is what is it? That's the first person. So the shaila is, what does it mean the first person? The first person when it says Yitzia min HaMikvah, the word of the Ramah is Yitzia min HaTzfila, goes out of the building, or the first one comes out of the water. So the Ziva Yatzia is the closing of the Ziva. Moshe says it has to be the first one out of the building. When you come out from the tefillah, not out, you're still in the tefillah, from the mokum tefillah. The people want to bedaik for them, let's say mina mayim, let's say mina mayim, says mina tefillah, let's say mina mayim.
Maybe
from the room that you're in. Therefore, the devayatah, the kozmiger, and the siach moisha says, You come out the big the building, and the first thing you pop into, like by her nose, is always the first thing you see is a cat. She got a big problem over there, and you're gonna have to go back again if you're Shemayim. But my strong say. No, that's she left the bottom of the mikvah. Maisa, the Swam, if you want the Gilah Pandarei, the Padish Yemoinim, has Sol, and the Anhogim, come out of all the Swam, and not the way, they kind of, you see him in a field of means, you see him in a field without the water. Shalom Kugel Maisa is in the Sophic, he has two shots in the Amal, but otherwise, the Anhoga, and then how the Swam is Manenu go, is not the way they go, come out of the water, it's not a problem. Therefore, you know you have a cat outside in a Gassi fire of gold. Maisa, usually the first person he meets is the Palanit, the Palanit is hopefully Sherman Tar and Mitzvah, and no problem, takes care of that. Now, so again, it comes out that you cannot be the behemoth tamei, chayy tamei. Yeah, what about, we're talking about all bal chayim, or we're talking about dafka a chayy or behemoth? What's nafka mino? So we mentioned last time, what about if you go into tzvadei, a frog? I don't know about that frog, but you guys are asking, what about the fox? Well, you have a juke. You come out first thing, you see a juke or an ant or a fly. Okay, a juke you have to get afraid of. Let's say you're a rat, but let's say you stop, you see a fly. First thing you see is a fly. What's Tommy over here? Supposed to be Tommy? Why is Tommy? Yeah, but right now it's not Tommy. When you touch it, it's not Tommy. Right? It's love also. If I get one, it's dead, but it's my Tommy. So you can't eat it. As well as you can't eat it. Trey? What? Eat it. Oh, you mean this? And the sister is also not that in Tommy. And all Bahamut, and Bahamut was dead. So, what about bugs? Or in another case in this case, if you go into the ocean, what about fish? Oh, fish. You see fish there. So, not like a real one time the fish on a problem, so we'll leave that to the side. What about bugs, which does happen come up? So Shiva Kalsi has a tshuva about it, and nothing real. Also, the one time that we see clearly is Dafka Behemah Chayo, Dafka Bif thing. A small thing is things are crawling around. Mice are actually the problem, because we don't have a man walking to ask it. Then it's a case of a nido. We said, do not say, no one says nido, no one says all Behemahs and Chayos. Don't say all things are Tomei. It says Dafka Behemahs and Chayos. That's what he wants to tie now. Mice is a shiva, Tyre of Gross wants to tie now. Says, the whole time you said over here is, well, it can affect you, make a shpa upon you. So you want a tiny, it really depends. If it's a small fly, you're not afraid about it. You see a juke and you remember it in your mind. You want tiny slime, you have to go back to the table again. Oh, we'll get that. Fine. So to Shiloh, hopefully your mikvah won't have that problem. Next, now, let's say you have no one around to be per gear. So first of all, the Lachon Shulchan Aruch says chaverto. What about, is your husband good enough or not? So only one thing I saw, bring it down. The Daki Tyra says either chaverto or bailo. Pasha is supposed to be even bailo, also not making any chilek. Just the case usually is that the one watching you is a bailo net. If it's chaverto, those are the people to make up. Echlam before a bailo is enough. Now let's say no one's around, going to mikvah by yourself. So the Islam like being down from the shame of Musa, that she should, when she comes out of mikvah, she should have in the mind of either a husband or a tzaddik in the mind. That's a picture she should see in her mind. That'll be good enough to take care of this problem. This. No, but you saw him, your mama saw him, maybe.
Hey, that's a raya
that you can
get
in. No, there, we'll get to that. We'll see if it's no raya. Now, come over to the title and says, the shayd over here is Dafka Mitzad, that what happens, the thing that you come out, the thing that you see, like Marv brings down, that two kushim have a kid that's white, this is someone's wife. The thing that you see is it makes a spoil upon you by Bashar Tashmish and the fact of child. Let's say you don't plan to have Tashmish that night, example, you're going Thursday night to the mikvah, you're in the mountain, the other's not coming until Friday. So Maisa, is there any season when you come out of the mikvah, you see a nice chuk or whatever you see, or is there goyde in Hashem Atah Mitzvah, is there any to be marked with the Chayz of a So, based on the Zogtus to the Tarot, Maisa, all you said is that's not Tashmish, not that Tashmish, the Maisa, not a problem. Not a problem. So the doctor is
coming?
No, if the first thing you see should not be someone's tummy, if only can not, if you can have Tashmish that night.
So it comes out of the way, anytime you can have
Tashmish,
you
should
see
that. No. Now, based upon this, they come down, they discuss, let's say someone cannot have any kids anymore. For example, she's a Kano, she's Mubarish, she's an Ekrit, she can't have kids. Do not have a kid of this beer, is there any Indian to be machmir in this Indian or not? So, the Swam go, Shaitara,
the
Art Scroll. because she's father, she saw Dama, she saw something. But Maisha, no, she's a Kena, whatever, she saw, she's not going to have kids. So Maisha, they want Taina, also, no problem, she's something you're not going to be afraid to let go. So, Yitzchak here wrote a letter to Reb Chaim, and he wrote a letter to Reb Chaim wrote back, the issue didn't tell him. He goes to the steam with the Shulchan Aruch, he should always go back, whether he can have kids or not, from the Spear or not, Maisha should always go back to tell himself. The last thing is the Shach over here. The Shach brings down the Gemara himself, and the Gemara says, so when he comes out of the mikvah and the Isha sees an Ish, then it depends who has Tashmish first. If the Ruach is annoying him, who's going to affect who? If he has Tashmish first, it can affect him, this Ruach. If she can have Tashmish first, it can affect her. Therefore, what she do? So he brings down the Gemara, brings down the Pasuk, Shev and Buz al Nadivim, and they even say the Pasuk, Shev among the Rishonim, which Pasuk, the Pasuk in Tehillim, the Pasuk in Iyaz. Therefore, what you say, so the Shach and the Pasuk can bring down, you say both Pasukim. That what you do, again, you see each coming out of the mikvah, show the buzz out of the deep, and say both Pesukim.
Only when you touch each other?
We'll get to cases. Now, first of all, actually what a mikvah should do, is that a mikvah should have the door coming out of the mikvah on the side, and no one should see it, so it's not getting involved in the shiloh. Because first of all, when is this case? We have the halacha l'shulchan aruch, that we have the most case, when you come out, you should not be forget something that's davar tamei. Now, the way the Pesukim is very clear, that means dafka, the first thing. The second thing is the seder. What about this shach? The shach says the ish should not be begeya in the ish. Is that dafka the first person once she sees the balanit, the seder? Or no, constantly the whole time. So they say it really depends upon tesis. Tesis in psalchem dafka pure the yesakasha. Once we have this gemara psalchem dafka pure dalf that says that the ish should not be begeya in the ish. How can a yechon sit by the mikvah? I can sit by the mikvah. Maishu when he sits by the mikvah. And Isha should be begeya by the ish and season. Everyone knows more. And we see a Yechon. It's not like Taisus, nor the Rishon and Mrs. Kasha. Come on, Taisus, there are three Turosim. There are three answers to this Kasha. One Taisi says that it was not begeya when he came out of the water. When she came out of the water, she hit the balanit. Scot free. She's a Yechon and Mercedes. She'll have a mind beside Tashmish. The way he looked, fine. That's one Taisi. The second Taisi is that it's not being begeya, he is sitting there. That's not both walking bump into each other. He's sitting there. I mean, even later on will be a problem. And third Teretz, what? Sorry? No, don't sound that way. Probably have to have a shiner, but don't sound that way.
But instead of one of us, then it's not going to make an impression on her anyway. If the second person...
There's nothing to do with impression. Here's how Ruach is annoying him.
If the second person is not a problem, that means it's because nothing happens when she sees him.
No, that means it won't affect him. It's not that. And it's only means that Ruach, Ruach over here. The third thing Taisha says is that Rabbi Yechon said the pasuk. Shain Chavos, Echonami, he sat there and he said the pasuk. So that's three Tzurim and Taisha, which has no Teretz, Taisha Rosh, one different Tzurim among the Rishonim. Come along the Achonim, and what Taisha really depends on which Teretz and Taisha you hold of. If you hold the first Teretz, the first person you bump to is the Baal Nit, the same to everyone else afterwards, you want to say the pasuk. However, let's say you hold the other Tzurim, we have the right to see Sait. And pastures, they want Taina when they come out of the mikvah, and as long as they come out of the mikvah, they might have a problem, and therefore, you'll have to always say this pasuk. Now, how far? The way the Chodesh Shani says together is, whenever your magus is coming from the mikvah, Bir Adover, the big problem by an Hagasi. Hagasi, there are five shuls together. There is Chavdas, about the Yosef shul. Right next to it that's Sfardi, and there's no such fire next to that. Then there's Reuben, Ashkenazi, then there's the Taimani, and then there's Gold, Mizrahi. All five all together. 1, 3, 5, 7, 10. And with the mikvah comes right out over there. That means you can have 1,000 people walking out and each comes out from the mikvah. Everyone knows exactly where she's coming from. It's very clear, no shallow. And I bump into them all the time and people bump into them all the time. Now what? What? Sorry? So you have to put up bulbs. Imagine, if your mama should walk now at night, Friday night, when it's good weather, once it's good weather, you can say, a darling in the show also, but the mice in the weather dress, come out with a snood and no makeup, it's clear they're coming from the mikvah, you see them coming out from the steps. It's mama's spacing a gassi right out from the shul. Have you ever been to a public gassi? Everyone bumps into them. Boy, your mama's got this problem. And look, well, what we have to do, everyone who lives in an open listening gassi has to be fluent in these two psukim and say it. You have to, and of course, the big problem of course, they should change the mikvah, and they're working on the mikvah eventually to change a lot of problems in the mikvah, and they're raising money right now, funds, if this is behind it, correct?
I don't know what to
mind. Fine, and if you want to be mishtatif and help out, you can find yourself, or you can either that or put up signs about saying the pasukim. Fine, so my son now would say the pasuk. First of all, who says the pasuk? Did Isha say the pasuk? So fine. So the Maaseh, who first? Who says the pasuk? Does the man say it, or also the Isha has to say it? So the Baal HaShulchan brings down the Shiyanim, he says, Chash the words in Gemara is, Maite can't say, what's his takana? And he should say the pasuk. It's not that he says it, and Maite, she says it, Chash won't even help, it has nothing to do with her. It has to be with him. That means if Isha comes down the mikvah, she'll get home, she can say whatever she wants, she passed by a few hundred people, they all have to say it. One guy doesn't say it, she has to make sure she doesn't have tashbish before them. And Maite, why should she wait? Maite, someone get in trouble. So they bring down that you match yourself first, and the other person verifies. So you worry about yourself first, and if it was verified.
I understand that
she should wait.
She should wait?
For everybody. That's what else you want.
So then I get wet
and done. No, I come the next day. Pull me to get Tasha that night. Poor, I'm not sure. But fine, come on the body, and then the body says, who said the pasuk? The man said the pasuk. Come on, sorry, I don't know if you missed the Mashah now. The Mashah says, in the case of Yechon, yes, the Maaseh very nice of Yechon saying the pasuk. I have the Maaseh, Isha also has to say the pasuk, and he says that his pasuk is not help for her. But before the Mashah that says she also has to say the pasuk. Before the Mashah, I'm not sure. She has to say the pasuk. So the Kasha, again, what?
It's better that she could say it herself.
Well, now what does it mean when she said the pasuk would help to herself and it helps him? So first of all, who said the pasuk? The Baal says he says it, and the Mashah says even she says it. If only he says the who to help for, the Chutzah Shani, he also being on the Shiloh, he says, it sounds like the Gemara, even when he says the Pasuk, there is no Eitzah in her. Why? Because what's his Maite Kante? What's his Takana? She's anyways going to be stuck. That's how the Chutzah Shani says in his Bible Tzorachim. The Maite, where the Moshe, the way how the Shiloh Torah says it, says, his Pasuk helps for her. When Moshe says it, each one of them say their own Pasuk. So first is one Shiloh, who says the Pasuk? Second Shiloh, who the Pasuk helps for? But, Maaseh, what a person should do is say the pasuk. What exactly more to do than that? You do yesterday. Whatever you can do, say about Sukkim. If you want to know if you bump into the issue, you tell Isha, and by the way, tell the halacha, and to Elsa, help her out. Not that sure, I don't know if somebody else, if you should do that. Fine. Ad kan Sukkim Chatito. Maaseh, yeah, local Maaseh. Chatito is very simple. You got to get everything off. Otherwise, more than that, boys begin. You have to get to Rob, and you're going to take the girl some people.